Moncrief on News Talk.
A mural of Shane McGowan has just been unveiled in Tipperary Town. And to tell us a bit about the process of getting from concept to wall, we're joined by the artist of that mural, Neil O'Dwyer. Afternoon, Neil.
How are you doing, Sean?
Not too bad.
Just small correction there,
okay.
Nina.
Say again?
Did you say Tipperary Town?
No? I did, yeah. Sorry, what did I get wrong?
Yeah, no. This one is Nina, Sean.
Oh, and Nina, sorry. My mistake.
Shane's hometown, yeah.
Right, okay. And so was it a thing that they put it out to tender?
Yes, yeah. The county council invited a certain amount of artists to tender for it, and I was lucky enough to get the gig.
Right. So
everybody came in with their own proposal, and mine was the preferred choice.
Okay, yeah. And you've done this sort of thing before. So, like, what are they looking for when you put in a tender?
They're looking for something they're going to like, I suppose. You know, the main tenet of this one was that it was to be a portrait mural. So the main thing was that it was going to be an image of Shane. But, you know, there are so many different ways of approaching a mural. You know, the sky is the limit. So I came up with my design, and the powers that be liked it anyway. And
yeah,
that's what we've got.
Yeah, did they give any kind of instruction? We want Shane looking sad or angry or happy or singing or anything like that.
No, it's up to each individual artist to come up with their own concept.
Ah, right, okay.
And then they look at it and take it from there then, you know.
Okay, and what was your concept? Now, obviously it was a portrait of him.
Yeah, well, the main thing I wanted, you know, I wanted Shane the performer. You know, I wanted him. It's so easy with some of these murals, you know, to fall into the caricature realm, if you like. You know, I wanted Shane to look thoughtful and mature. You know, I mean, he was a serious guy. The stuff he did was unbelievable. And I want him looking out at the viewer, maybe to keep each viewer guessing as to what he might be thinking. You know, each person would have their own little connection, their own kind of a private connection with him. So the main thing was a large portrait of Shane looking at the viewer. And then with the colouring and that, I wanted to kind of go with maybe a punk vibe, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've an image of it in front of you, but you'll probably see what I'm talking about.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So is it kind of a bit like that Sacred Heart picture where you always think it's looking at you?
Well, I think at this stage, Shane is probably every bit as popular, if not more popular, than the Sacred Heart in Nina, you know. It's about Shane.
Mm.
It's about Shane and, you know, it's about the portrait. And I've added some secondary imagery to the portrait then as well for interest. You know, I went with a little bit of Celtic imagery on it, and some family members and the Pogues and Kirsty McCall and the like, you know.
Yeah. And you did mention the kind of a punk feel to the piece. In terms of the colouring, in things like the clothes you put him in and that kind of stuff, is that entirely up to you, or maybe would a family member say he always, you know, liked to wear a blue jumper?
Well, once Siobhan, his sister Siobhan, was on board, and once I was selected to do the mural, then we chatted more about it. So, say for instance, the jacket that's on Shane, I mean, he'd have been well known. He wore his leather jacket an awful lot, you know.
Yeah.
So we went with the black leather jacket, and Siobhan asked that I include the rose. You know, Shane had a fondness for that flower, and it was also Red Roses for me, of course, was the first studio album of the Pogues, and actually it's the 40th anniversary this year, which is hard to believe, but that's the rose. So Siobhan wanted that. And on the scarf then, I've got a scarf there, which it served a kind of a dual purpose. There, you know, the two long verticals of the scarf, one of the ideas there is that it takes you up to the actual portrait. And also on the scarf then, in softer tones, I've got Kirsty McCall and Shane I've got the Pope's, the Pope Mahone logo, Victoria and Shane. We've got Shane and Morris and Teresa and Siobhan, his parents and sister Siobhan, and also an old photograph of the Lynches, who would be his maternal family and meant an awful lot to Shane.
Yeah.
And he's actually in that photo as he's probably about 3 years of age in it, you know. So it's without trying to overdo the secondary imagery, it's people like seem to really like to have those little aspects of his life. And, you know, these are people that are really important to Shane as well. You know, we could have put in an awful lot of people, but, you know, you don't want to overdo it. After all, you know, it's just about Shane. It's about the look on his face. And it's just gone down really well, you know.
Yeah.
God.
What struck me as clever about it is that if you were just walking past it, you go, there's Shane McGowan. But then you could walk up to it and say, oh, look, there's Kirsty McCall. And, you know, it's kind of subtle.
Yeah, that's the whole idea.
Yeah.
And I like doing secondary stuff where it kind of unfolds as you look closer, you know.
Mm.
From a distance, you wouldn't know they're there. If you're driving down the street, you see a big Shane, and then, you know, you stop and have a look and you've got a lot more stuff on the wall.
Yeah. So I suppose there's kind of legs in it for people who might be walking past it every day, you know, that they'll discover something new in it
as time goes on.
And
it's in a great location as well, Sean. You know, people can sit. It's a green area, small green area, and people can have the photo taken in front of it. And there's a seat there dedicated to Shane as well. You know,
yeah.
And the idea is that hopefully, you know, any of his fans in Enar that will visit, you know, will be able to go and have their photo taken there, and you know.
Okay.
It'll serve that purpose.
Indeed. Yeah. And it'll last for many years to come. Neil, hopefully so. Neil, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Neil O'Dwyer there. And as he was saying there, anytime you're in Nina, you should have a look for that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.